This is File 73. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Linda Bushnell on Pony Club. Today's date is April 22nd, 2014. And we'll start with the genealogical stuff. What is your name?
My name is Linda Jane Bushnell.
And your birth date?
10/26/53.
And your birthplace?
Sharon, Connecticut.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have a sister named Patricia Stevens and a brother, Frederick William Bushnell.
And what were your parents' names?
George Bushnell, and my mother was Dolores Fitting Bushnell.
What's your educational background?
I went to a college for two years.
Did you go to Salisbury Central?
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to Salisbury Central School, and then I went on to Housatonic Valley Regional High School, where I graduated, and then went off to a two-year school, a branch of New York.
Perfect. Couldn't be better. Now, you're going to talk about Pony Club. When did you start in Pony Club?
I started riding when I was three. The Pony Club started in 1955, and as soon as they would let me, then I was in the Pony Club, joined the Pony Club.
Who was running it at that time?
A nice lady by the name of Lucy Drummond.
And where was her Pony Club located at that time?
It was up the Under Mountain Road. Route 41 in Salisbury. The address was
485 Under Mountain Road. And how long were you in her Pony Club?
I was in her Pony Club until she died.
And then what happened?
And, I guess I should go back. You were allowed to be up to the age of 18. So I was in the Pony Club up to the age of 18, and then my status changed to being instructor, you know, where I would do that before that in the years. But then I continued on with the Pony Club teaching them until Lucy died, and then me and my partner, Susan Reich, her married name is Pelletier, we moved to... up near Wales Hill Road on Racetrack Road, and we started our own business, and the Lakeville Pony Club came with us, and so that was the new home of the Lakeville Pony Club.
Who owned the property that you were using at that time on Racetrack Road?
Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Belcher, they had the major property, and Mrs. Lorraine Baruti allowed us to use her facility across the road.
So you had two sort of benefactors that were letting you...
Exactly.
How many horses did you have at that time?
That time we had a very small, because it was a very small little farm that we started, so I think there was a total of maybe 17 horses.
And how many pupils did you have?
We probably had, in the Pony Club, it was a large club, I mean, at that time, and we probably had about 18, 20, which is considered large.
Yes, it is.
They came with us, and we continued there.
And then you moved again, I think.
Yes, and then Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Belcher loved what we're doing down at the lower farm and asked us if we would like to move and bring everything up to Route 112 where the major barn was. And they renovated the barns and built an indoor arena for us, and so the Lakeville Pony Club continued up there.
And where is it now?
And now it is back on the Under Mountain Road, not quite in the same place as it was originally.
A little closer to town this time.
A little closer to town. So it's 339 Under Mountain Road, but it's now at the farm of Riga Meadow Equestrian Center. So it's sort of back where it started from, very close.
Great. You have a specific focus for Pony Club, something that you want the pupils to become.
Yes, we've always, from the time that I was a child in the Pony Club, is that we had this nice philosophy of the older children always helping the younger children and bringing up that feeling of the mentoring and the teaching and being like a big sister or a nice family. And we all would work together, and that's one of the important things that I like about the Pony Club and that we've still to this day try to continue. Is the giving back. You know, what you give back. And we've tried to continue that through the years.
And you, a little bit further on, we'll talk about rallies, but there's a specific focus when the children go to a rally, which I also like, and that is?
That the children are on their own. It's done safely, so they have people on the outside that observe, but the children have to do it themselves. They have to be self-sufficient and independent. So they come in and they take care of their horse and they do everything on their own, which I think is just really, really amazing and a really, really good thing for children to learn.
It is. It's necessary. It really is. Now, who comes to Pony Club? Do you have both boys and girls?
We have both boys and girls. It's 99% girls mm-hmm. with a few boys here and there. But it seems to be a girls' sport these days. But we have had boys, and they've gone off, and they've done really, really great things with horses and are in businesses with horses. So it's not that, you know, they don't grow and stay with the horses, but it tends to be mainly a girls' sport.
I remember when I was teaching fourth grade, all my girls were in Pony Club. Does it cost something to join?
Yes, it costs around $100 to join the Pony Club.
And what's that money used for?
It's dues to the national organization and insurance, and there's a small little portion that goes into the actual club itself, and I think it's like $20, so it's not a lot of money that actually goes in the club.
What kind of equipment do they have to have, minimum?
They have to have a helmet, an approved helmet, mm-hmm. and they have to have a hard sole shoe with a heel. They have to have that. But that is about all the equipment that they technically have to have.
What do you do if a child wants to be in Pony Club but doesn't have the money?
We have a scholarship fund that we have money that is set aside to help children that would like to be in the Pony Club but can't. Or it's been used also to help buy them books or a helmet or things associated with the club, you know, some clinics and, you know, or... sometimes we send them, you know, off to educational things, and we will help them do that.
Now, what is a rally?
Mm-hmm. A rally is basically a test, you know, where children go through different ratings, just like school, first, mm-hmm. second, third grade, mm-hmm. and they go through different ratings. And what happens is at certain ratings, or actually almost every rating, they have an actual rally, which tests the student or the person on their horse management, which is working around a horse, their actual, what they know. So they have actually a test, which at that level, the things they should know, like colors or anatomy or things like that at the appropriate level, they're actually given a test to. And then they have riding tests. They have a part that is on the flat, which tests their ability, you know, at walk, trot, canter, to do what we have now is a dressage ride. And so they have to execute this test. And then there is a cross-country phase, which... And that's only for the children that get to be like at a D2 level and above, because the little kids can't be out in the cross country.
This is the older group, then.
The older group, yes. And they have a cross country phase, which is natural jumps out in the outside. They can have ditches and banks and logs and
hedges.
Drops and, yeah, all that kind of stuff that you would find out in the hunt fields. And then the third phase is called stadium jumping. and that judges the handiness of the horse. You know, tighter turns. They have to be a little more handy, and everything is
a little more agile.
Yeah, a little, because it's in a smaller area, so they have to be able to turn and jump and turn and so on and so forth. So it tests their handiness.
How are the pupils judged? I mean, who judges them? Are they judged by their peers, or is there a professional judge for these things?
There's a professional. In the Pony Club, they have national examiners and regional examiners. And what they do is at the regional phase, they will hire accredited Pony Club certified people to come in and actually run the rallies. And so that's what ends up happening. So they, you know, come in and judge the horse management and the written tests and the whole nine yards.
Now, I know nothing about horses, so give me a clue on this one. Horse management means what?
Handling the horse, working around the horse. So at the levels where that you spend the night, they watch and make sure that you've hung the buckets up correctly, that you've watered your horse, that you go in and inspect the stall because it's some strange place that there aren't nails or things sticking up. So right from the moment you get there, you actually go in and you have to make sure your stall is safe, and you set up your water buckets and your feed buckets and all that stuff, you know, make sure the doors latch. And then throughout the day, they make sure that you go in and clean your stalls, and if they drank too much, you know, water, you've refilled. So they're really judging you on taking care of the horse.
Taking care of the horse and its environment.
And its environment. Okay. So they watch you as you work around the horse, you know, halters, lead ropes on the horse, you know, everything. They keep an eye out to make sure that you're doing it correctly and safely.
Then what is dressage?
Dressage is it's a classical way of riding coming from way back when. But anyway, what it does is at our level is they watch the horse. It's a test that is given. Okay, according to each level of the child, they are given an appropriate riding skill on the flat test to show that you can execute that level. So at the very little, the younger kids that are a D1, they have a little dressage ride that is just a walk trot. And they come in and they show they can do a straight line, and then they can make nice turns and circles and walk a horse and pick up your trot. So it's judging how the rider actually can ride their horse at a level in which their ability states. And as they move on up through the different levels, the tests get harder and harder, and what they expect of you and the horse's ability and everything, you know, just becomes greater and greater as you move up the steps.
Does the child stay with the same horse?
No.
Ah.
Most times, well, in that particular, if you're a D1 and you're doing a rally, you have the one horse for that day.
Yeah.
But through the different stages, you usually have to move on. Horses don't, there's some horses that can take a little D1 rider and take a B rider, but that's very rare. Okay. Usually you have different horses for different levels.
Just like the children, you move from horse to horse to horse.
Exactly.
What is show jumping?
Show jumping was a little bit what we discussed about the handiness. And so again, depending at the level of the rider, the little kids can have just like almost an obstacle course where they come in and they execute, they can turn and trot over little poles and stuff like that. So it's at that level. And as it gets up to the upper levels, they have fences up to 4 feet high or whatever, depending on the level in which they're competing.
And cross country would be?
That outside.
That's natural.
That's natural, exactly. The lower level kids, they figure that it's too difficult. Mm. You know, they need to be in an arena, someplace safe, so they're not. But as they get older, they go outside and they work outside, and the fences and everything becomes harder and harder.
Do you give private lessons?
I give private lessons. The Pony Club is slightly different, mm-hmm. you know, because the Pony Club is in mine and Jackie Merwin's farm right now. Okay, we're partners, and so the Pony Club rides out of our farm, mm-hmm. and they have their own little, what we call is the Pony Club home, their own room where they have their equipment and stuff like that, but they use the entire farm.
Sure. that's normal.
Absolutely.
What is a Jerry Day?
Ah, Jerry Day. About 10 years ago, Jackie Merwin and Tara Kelly, which it had been a dream of mine too, but they basically got this to work, that the Pony Club actually bought a horse. People gave money, they bought a horse, and then they set up this system of how do we support this horse for the children that could not have a horse, could not afford a horse, or for whatever reason they were never going to have a horse. And so what we've done is we support this horse, and the children that don't have horses have a Jerry Day. So it can be, depending on how many children there are, they can have Jerry one day a week, or if it's, you know, there's not a lot of kids in the winter sometimes, you know, if their school is, they may get three Jerry Days a week. You know, it varies according to how many kids in the club and how many need a Jerry Day. And for that day, Jerry is theirs. So they do...
They do have a horse.
They own a horse, or, you know...
Yeah, I know what you
whatever.
Mean.
And so it is their horse for that
day.
Well,
that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful.
Yes, it really is nice.
How many horses, other than Jerry, do you have now?
Well, Jackie and I, in the school, you know, that we use for teaching, and that Pony Clubbers, you know, use our horses and stuff, there's probably about 10. But at the whole farm, we probably right at this moment have about 50.
That's about all 50. Right. That's
so we have
all
a lot
right.
of horses there. We have boarders, which helps pay for the operation.
Now, the term pony club doesn't mean that you have just small horses.
No.
Your size goes from what to what?
All sizes. We have the little ponies that are tiny, that are 13 hands, to the kids ride. I have this big horse that they ride that's 17 hands. So, and he's big. And it's, so it's just a word, a term, but it has nothing to do with the size.
The size of the horse.
Yeah.
What is tack?
Tack is the equipment that the children, or that we use for the horse, you know, like bridles and saddles and equipment, you know, girths, stirrup leathers, but it's basically the equipment.
Do you have the children ride English or Western?
It's English.
It's English.
It's English. Good. There is talk, and I don't know if it'll change or not, but there's been talk in the organization about, not our regional, but the national organization of maybe having Western someday, but it hasn't happened yet.
Do you have staff? I mean, adult staff?
Our farm has adult staff. The Pony Club, though, always has an adult there. There is always, on Pony Club days, when the kids, you know, the children come and ride or have Pony Club meetings, that's the word I want, is meetings, uh-huh. Pony Club meetings, there's always an adult there giving a lecture on something, whether it has to be, you know, how to bandage a horse, or lunge a horse, you know, there's always an adult there teaching the children or observing, the parents observing to make sure that everything is safe and okay.
Now, you mentioned meetings.
Right.
How many meetings do you have and how often do you have them?
It varies from year to year. With our club, depending on the officers, will depend on and how many kids we have and whether they're here for the summer, the winter. It varies, mm-hmm. According to the kids we have. We usually meet once a week in the winter on Saturdays, and that's where we do book work. In the summertime, we will have mounted sessions And again, the amount of mounted sessions will depend on how many children there are, the levels, and how many kids are around. It's kind of interesting these days because right at the moment, a lot of our local kids go away for the summer. It's kind of strange.
That is strange.
It used to be that, you know, the local kids
were here and the outsiders came in.
Right. And it's kind of funny because, you know, that's when I used to do all my pony clubbing and competing and everything I did. And now it's funny because it really varies between, you know, the kids that are here, they're going off to camps, they're going off. So the mounted sessions kind of vary according to
when.
Yeah, you know, it's different from year to year.
Do the parents help out at all?
They just have a parent that is there to observe, what they do, you know, because again, all our pony club, because pony club is based on being really safety, mm-hmm. Independence, so you do the work yourself, yeah. But safety, so there's always, in our club, we always have a parent on duty.
And I think you have an annual horse show coming up soon.
We do. We have an annual horse show that's been around as long as the club has been around. And it will be in September. And it used to be always in October, Columbus Day weekend.
Ooh.
But, you know, from the time I can remember as a little kid, it always snowed or sleeted or rained or was cold.
Yep.
And it was like year after year. And finally, I think about 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, about 10 years ago, we finally said, this is enough. So that annual show that was always in October changed to September. So we just finally said, that's it.
Great. Anything that you'd like to add that I haven't covered about Pony Club?
I don't know. I don't remember. Let's see. Just that I think it is just a really, really great organization for teaching standards, teaching working together, independence. I mean, I think it can teach, and they have a friend, the horse. You know, I was brought up where that horse was your best friend. You had a bad day, you went and cried to your horse, or you did whatever. You know, you had a best friend no matter what. And
they were always accepting.
And they were always accepting, exactly. And, you know, you could go off and ride it and play with it and whatever. And I just, you know, and the kids after that, you know, watching them grow up with the horses and the responsibility and the things they did, it was just, you know, be an outsider and watch kind of what I felt, you know, and seeing other children the same way was just, I think it's just a very, very important thing.
It is important, and I thank you so much, Linda, for doing this for me.
You're welcome. Is that okay?